This, you need a number. If you don't have a number, you can.
Thursday, 20th of February, Kafei Shvat, Rabbi Chaim Gross, a dilemma in Hilchas Brochas.
Woody, I need to say one again. Thank you for me. It's very topical, Nafimi, which I'm sure many of you are learning and now learning Sechus Brochas. I wanted to discuss with you, and I think hopefully some of these, all of these sources will be familiar to you, the following fascinating dilemma or machlokes, which is as follows. The Gemara in Brochas Daf Yud Beis Amud Adav considers the following question. What happens if a person's holding a cup of shikra beer, and he's pasach, and he says, I'll be deliberately vague in my introduction, he says, Brei Pri HaGofen on his beer. Is he yotze or is he not yotze? So there's a machlokes in the Rishonim how to learn what the case is actually speaking about. But the way that the Rif learned the Pshat in the Gemara is he actually said, whilst holding his beer, the whole Berei Pri HaGofen, from the beginning to the end. And he intended to say that, and then he realized his mistake. He said a Berei Pri HaGofen on beer, and Toch Kedei Dibur, he was quickly Chayzer and said, Shachmoni Bebaro. That was the case which happened. Which really means the Gemara Shaila is whether you can be Chayzer Toch Kedei Dibur having said the wrong bracha. He knew what he was saying, he said the wrong bracha, and he tried afterwards to fix it. And that in the Gemara is a boy delay issue. The Gemara doesn't work out, doesn't come to a clear conclusion, was he able to be Chayzer or was he not able to be Chayzer and repair his mistake. That's the Gemara according to the Rif in Brochas Daf Yud Beis. Now Tosfos says the following analysis. If the case was slightly different, which was, he was holding a cup of beer, and he intended to say, Shahakol. He intended to say that. Just, he made a slip of the tongue, and instead of saying Shahakol, he came out with a Brei Pri HaGofen. So that's different to the case of the Gemara. The Gemara, he intended to say Brei Pri HaGofen on the beer. He realized his mistake only after the Brocha. Tosfos says you should know, if the case was different, which was that he intended to say Shahakol, he was just Tarba L'Shoyle, and he came out mistakenly with a Brei Pri HaGofen, There's a Tosfos, when you're Tarba L'Shoyle, don't worry, you can fix it up, Toch Kedei Dibur, when you're Tarba L'Shoyle. A special heter of Tarba L'Shoyle. And Tosfos gives, and this is really our work today, the following example. The following example of Tosfos is, what about if a person had a cup of wine, glass of wine, had a glass of wine, and on the glass of wine he said a Brei Pri HaEitz, by mistake. He meant to say Brei Pri HaGofen, but he said Brei Pri HaEitz, and then he came out with the wrong words, words he did not intend to be mighty, he came out with. So it says that's a good example of how with your Tarba L'Shoyle, you came out with the wrong words, you can fix your mistake, Toch Kedei Dibur. The Mashal Tosfos gives of saying, being Tarba L'Shoyle, coming out with the wrong words, is when you've got a glass of wine in your hand, and you said a Brei Pri HaEitz by mistake, you meant to say a Brei Pri HaGofen, you said Brei Pri HaEitz, then you can fix it up and quickly say a Brei Pri HaGofen. Ad Kan Divrei Tosfos. So if you think about it, in the Tosfos, you need to have this special heter of Tarba L'Shoyle, quickly fix up Toch Kedei Dibur in a situation where you've got wine in your hand and your slip of the tongue came out with a Brei Pri HaEitz. You needed to be Chayzer, you better do it Toch Kedei Dibur, and if not, you're in trouble. That's what comes out from Tosfos. So what I really wanted us to see this morning, for the time that we have, is Rabbi Akiva Eiger asks the Kashrut this Tosfos, the Lashon Tamuli. He can't, for the life of him, understand this Tosfos. Because according to Tosfos, if you said a Brei Pri HaEitz on this yayin, and that was that, and then you walked off, according to Tosfos, you would not be yotzer. It's only because you came out with the wrong words by mistake, and you were chayzer Toch Kedei Dibur, you were able to be yotzer with a Brei Pri HaEitz on yayin. Freit Rabbi Akiva Eiger, Tamali. Why on earth did Tosfos say you had to come with this special heter of fixing it up to be yotzer with the yayin on the Brei Pri HaEitz? And the phraseology of Rabbi Akiva Eiger's questions has to be embraced lovingly so we can really understand the oimek of his question. So before that, we'll have a bit of a hakdama. Again, I hope this is familiar territory, but we'll go over it nonetheless. We know from later on in the Masechta that a bracha koleles can be moitzi you on a bracha miuchedes. Meaning to say, the classic example is the Mishnah later on says if a person says enough men, a bread gardana on a fruit, he's yotze. And the simple understanding, at least this is how some of the Rishonim learn, the reason why you can be yotze with a bread gardana on a bread eggs is because the Torah asks, the Rabbanan asks, you should make as specific a bracha as possible on the food that you have. But if you mistakenly did make the specific bracha, if you made another bracha which was more general, but was still part of the umbrella group of the more specific thing you're supposed to say the bracha on, that's also okay. So the Gemara tells us that the reason why it's okay, b'di'evet, to say a hadava on a fruit, is because, according to one of the Tanaim, the fruits of the tree we can also attribute to their growth coming from the ground. So as long as the more general bracha makes sense, it's emes, then even though you weren't supposed to make that bracha, you're supposed to make a bracha which was more specific and more miuchedes, nevertheless you could be yetzer with the general bracha with the emet. That, according to some of the Rishonim, is the general klal that a more bracha which is more koleles, more inclusive, can be yetzer, be motzi your chiyuv when you're coming to say a bracha on something more specific, like a priya etz. Sidra Nikiva Ega, that's exactly what should happen in the case where you've got a yayin and you mistakenly said a bread for eggs. Says Rabbi Akiva Eger, I see that even in the world of Chazal, the wine is still got a shem pri. Look at the nusach of the bracha; it says bread pri hagafen. It wasn't yotze materes pri, because you see, even though wine's special, that despite being of the fruit group, it gets its own special bracha, which is the first mission of the Ketz Mubarakin. Nevertheless, it's still got a shem pri. I can see that from the bracha. So if it's still got a Shem Pri, then the bracha, which is more koleles, more general, of Berei Pri 8, should also work for wine. So why on earth did Tosas say, it seems from Tosas that a Berei Pri 8 won't work on wine, unless you fix yourself up quickly and you made a mistake with your words. Only when you've got a slip of the tongue can it work.
It's degrading. Degrading to wine. Because coffee is
yes. Well, you shouldn't do it, but seemingly no worse than the degradation of saying Adama on an orange. Good, that's stage one of, yeah.
What would Borei Pri Hagafen be? Would it be Borei Pri Hagafen?
Yes, it was a great candidate. The first mission of Ketz Mubarakin says, Our Perisai Ilim Mubarak Borei Pri Hagafen, Chutz Mena Yoin. Yoin was a candidate to get a Borei Pri Hagafen.
Otherwise, it would be Borei Pri Hagafen.
Yeah, it should have been Borei Pri Hagafen, were not for its extra special qualities, it got an upgrade brocha. But I see that it was an upgrade. It was no more than a mere upgrade. In fact, you still got Shem Pri. Yeah. So that's the first stage of the Vegas Kasha.
Olive oil is also
it's
a high grade olive oil.
Right.
Would you make a
broth
on olive oil?
Would you
drink it?
You make a Braver 8 on olive oil, if you can drink it, but it's tricky to know how you drink it. The Gemara wants to understand why Yain got a special bracha and Shem and Zayis, olive oil, didn't get a special bracha. That's a whole sugya in brachas. Huh?
On pure orange juice, why are we making both ways?
As opposed to?
Make charcoal.
Yeah, you make a charcoal. The yain's got a special quality that you're entering into extremely complicated sugars. There is a sharat tzion which has a tzarech ion about whether b'zman hazeh in a place where you planted oranges specifically for orange juice is there a tzadi b'yotze with a bread for eight, but the other orange juice. The Sharat Tzion at the bottom of the Shabura is busy handling that question. Okay, but these are heavy sugyas. Okay, so now L'inyan Enis, that's the first branch of Viki Vegas Kasha is, well, I see that a Braver Agafen from the Nusach of the Bracha is just an upgraded form of a Braver 8, so you should be Yetzer with the Evid with a Braver 8, so why does Tosas? Again, Tosas holds you will not be Yetzer with a Braver 8 on a glass of wine unless you fix yourself up quickly, yeah? That's the Halakha which comes out from Tosas. Rikki Vega brings the Magan Avraham, Paskins this way. You will not be Yetzer according to the Magan Avraham with the Braver 8 on wine. This is the first stage of Rikki Vega not understanding this din from Tosas and the Magan Avraham. The second stage goes as follows. I'm going to add in a few words over here, but I think this is clear. This is Rikki Vega's Kasha. Trust me on this one. Rikki Vega's second stage of his Kasha is as follows. Maybe you'll tell me that actually when wine got its own bracha, it's bracha miyuchedes, because it's very choshev, it's science, it satiates it's the sabech, it brings joy to people wine. Maybe actually what Chazal did is they put this Braver HaGafen off of the scale of brachas. If you want to make a bracha on wine, you can only make a bread rag offer. It's a cholok bracha la'atzmoy. No more kolel bracha, no more inclusive bracha guapa. It's off the scale. It has to have a bread rag offer and nothing else. On an orange, you can get away with saying a bread rag adama. That was not put off of the scale of brachas. There in our sliding scale, but yeah, but if you say something more vague, you can get away with it. Maybe yarn, because of its chashivas, was off the scale, and no more general bracha will ever help for that. So we gave it, Rabbi Akiva Eger entertained that possibility, and that's why Tosafos on the whole, the bread rates wouldn't work for yain. So Rabbi Akiva Eger brings a raya that can't be the case, because the Gemara later on brings a machlokes amarayim, and the psak halacha is like Rabbi Yochanan, who says that shahakol will work even for bread and yain. So I see, says Rabbi Akiva Eger, the shahakol, which is really, that's like the lowest grade of a bracha koleles. That's the all-inclusive bracha. But if a shahakol works for wine, which is Rabbi Yochanan cheese, which we paskin like, well, shahakol is a bracha koleles. I see from there the yain is obviously not off the scale of the brachas. Because if the yain was off the scale of brachas, there's no way a shahakol would work. And a shahakol according to Rabbi Yochanan, b'kach kaimalan, does work. So we'll put it this way: if a shahakol works on wine, kal v'chaymen a brevra eight, which is a space of the more specific bracha vis-a-vis wine, should also work. So why on earth did Rabbi Akiva Eger and the Magen Avraham, why on earth did Tosafos and the Magen Avraham imply very, very strongly that Brevra 8 won't work on wine? Hare, Brevra 8 is surely better than the Shahakol, which we hold works. Okay, this is Rabbi Akiva Eger's Kasha, and he leaves that with a Tamu Ali. He says he found a certain Shuk Sefer, someone else agreed with him, and the Mishnah Berurah brings, if you want to know where Yates and B'dievet that the Brevra 8 is on Yain, says Mishmura, that's a fat machlokas between Rabbi Akiva Eger on the one hand and Tosafos and Magen Avraham on the other hand. So if you're stuck, Safi Brachas Lahaka. Okay? So this, yeah.
Although Ha'ez is more specific, charcoal will always be a bracha that you can say over anything. So it might be a weaker bracha, but you're always covered. Whatever you
read
with charcoal, if you don't know.
So Mr. Summers bringing examine exactly that. But the simple understanding of why charcoal works is because it's general. Vis-a-vis yain, Braper 8 is also more general, and it's even closer than the yain. So we'll go with your direction. So we have to try to work out how we can be Miyashev on behalf of Tosafos and the Magen Avraham, it's a righteous agenda, to answer the kasha of Rabbi Akiva Eger. So the direction is as follows. The direction is, even though you see from the Gemara, Rabbi Yochanan, the Shahakol works with the Eved on wine, I can't bring a raya from that Braper 8 will work on Yain. So in order to do that, we have to understand a little bit the mechanics of how a shahakol works. As a hakdama, our understanding so far is that shahakol should work because it's general and a bracha koleles has always worked for something more specific and it's just the most general thing of all. So perhaps we're going to have to make a case that's not the case. And this main terror is from Reb Arile Malin, who said, based on Kamo Raya's many proofs, and a wonderful new understanding of how a shahakol works. But in order to appreciate that, let's start off by asking a few little questions over here, which are as follows. The Rosh in Siman Tes tells us when a person has a safek, whether what bracha to make, what bracha rishona to make, misafek, they're allowed to make a shahakol. Just here, as an aside, tread carefully. When you learn the Mishnah Berurah, it's not so clear exactly what circumstances this applies in. Disclaimer. So we're just concentrating on the Rosh now. The Rosh says, when a person's got a safek, what bracha to make, misafek, he's allowed to make a shakol. Says the Rosh, when it comes to Barena Fasha, it's a bracha achreina. If a person's got a safek, what bracha to make, he's not allowed to make a Barena Fasha, it's misafek. And the Rosh doesn't give a svara to Mechalek why Barena Fasha shouldn't work, where shakol does work. In theory, they're both general brachas, so they should have the same function. The Rosh brings a raya, a kitza. The Rosh says, I'll tell you why the shahakol does what Brain of Fashas doesn't, because there's a Mishnah. And the Mishnah in Daf Mem says, Val Kulam in Berech shahakol yatsa. The Mishnah, which is what you're quoting, Mr. Summers, tells us that if you set a shahakol on all these things, then you're yatsa, yidei, choiva. Okay, that's all that we have. So it's a bit strange, Rosh. The Rosh tells us a chiddush lahalacha, which sounds Brain of Fashas will not work with Safek, where shahakol will work with Safek. What's the explanation? Because there's a Mishnah. There's a Mishnah that tells us that you could be im amashah kol niyeh bivaro al kulam im amashah kol niyeh bivaro yatsa. Very nice, but the same logic of the Mishnah should apply to Brain of Fashos. How did the Rosh provide a sufficient right of machala between these two brachas? That's one case. Now the other for those who enjoy being Medayik Mishnayos. So that needs explanation. Another helpful question is as follows. If you think about the placing of the order of the Mishnayos in Ketuvim Mevarchim, the first Mishnah in Ketuvim Mevarchim tells us, on Peres HaIlan, you say Bray Peres Eitz, apart from on Yayin. On Peres HaAdama, you say Bray Peres Adama, apart from on bread. So first of all, it's telling us, the Mishnah tells us, what's HaEitz designed for, and what's Bray Peres Adama designed for. Kabbaldic, I want to know what these brachas are for. And then, that's the first Mishnah. And afterwards, the next Mishnah in the Perek tells us the Din B'Dieved. Birech al peres ha'ilam, brei per adama, yatsa. Al peres ha'aretz, brei per ha'eit, lo yatsa. That makes a lot of sense. First tells what these brachas are designed for. Then tell me what happens if I make a mistake. If you make a mistake on a fruit, you say adama, you're yatsa. If you make a mistake on adama, you say ha'eit, you're not yatsa. That makes kabbalic sense. What's the next thing which Yehuda Anasi taught us in the Seder Mishnayos and brachas? So I'll tell you, the next bracha is going to be, the next topic is Birka Shahakol. So we'd expect that first of all, Rabbi Nasi will tell us what you make a Shahakol of. And then afterwards, he'll tell us about Hilchos mistake. That's not what happens at all. The first thing we're told about Shahakol, before being told what you're supposed to lechatchila say a Shahakol, and it on is, V'al kulam imam a Shahakol ni b'varo yatsa. The first thing the Mishnah tells us in Shas about Shahakol is, V'al kulam imam a Shahakol, Niyem Devaroi Yatsa. And then only the next Mishnah afterwards tells us, you know, on a Dava, Sha'ein Gedulim and Aretz, what you're supposed to say on that, a Shahakol. That's very strange. It told us the Din B'Dieved of a Shahakol before it told us what I'm supposed to say a Shahakol on. Slicha. First tell me, all of a sudden, you introduce a Shahakol, you introduce B'Dieved with a Shahakol. Shahakol Mandar Kashmir, never heard this bracha. First tell me what I'm supposed to make a Shahakol on, in the same way that we have with Peres Aretz and Peres Adama. And then afterwards, tell me what happens if you mistakenly said a Shahakol in the wrong place. Most bizarre. If you think about the Lashon as well of the Mishnah, when it comes to Bray Peres Eitz, it says, Al Peres Ilan, you say Bray Peres Eitz, Chutz. However, if Birech B'dieved, Bray Peres Adama on a fruit, you'll be Yetzer. When it comes to Shahakol, the same Lashon which is used lechatchila with fruits and vegetables, va'al peres ha'aretz, the same Lashon over here is va'al kulam. It doesn't say birech al kulam shakol, it says va'al kulam. That's the same Lashon lechatchila as we have, that's the Lashon which we have with the other fruits when they're being introduced to us lechatchila. So all of this, these things are a mazim. The shahakol is a different type of bracha. Okay? And that's going to help us to be miyashev the kasha of Rabbi Kivei on Tosis and Mana Brach. Zot, Rabbi Aryeh Mal in the following thing. Shahakol is not as we thought. It's a brach which works because it's just more general than the specific thing which you're going to make a brach on. In the same way that seemingly a Bray Peres Adama works on a Bray Peres Eitz. And that is not how Shahakol works. Shahakol is a different type of bracha. His nusach is that it's a bracha which was lechatchila nitkan al habidi evet. Okay? I'll try to mefarash, I think, what this means. It's a bracha which was lechatchila nitkan al habidi evet. Shahakol does not work because it's more general, in the same way that Adama will help with our eight, seemingly. No. The whole mahus, the whole purpose of a Shahakol is, it will always work for you. And it's a bit like a joker card. It's not because the content of this bracha is more inclusive than the specific thing I'm supposed to say. It's a special type of bracha which will always work. Come on, mate.
You got something you don't know what the bracha to do, Adama eight or whatever. Can you do a shahakol?
That's what the Rosh seemingly says, but you have to be ma'ayin in the Mishnah Berurah. I don't think it's so straightforward. That's what you would come up with the Rosh from. The Mishnah Berurah doesn't pass it that way. So that's what the Chiddush is saying over here. The shahakol is not a more general form of bracha. It's a bracha whose ikkah, its main toichin, its whole quality is, it will always work. It will always work. Not because it's describing something more general. It will simply always work. It was lechatchila nitkan al habidiyeved. That, okay, so if that's true, that explains these observations. First of all, it explains why that's, so to speak, a takanas a Mishnah. The Mishnah announced for us, Shahakol will always work. That's why when the Mishnayos introduce us to Shahakol, the first thing they tell you is, Shahakol will always work. Before they tell you what you're supposed to invar Shahakol on the Chachila, that's an afterthought. The main quality of Shahakol is always work. When it comes to Peres HaAretz and Peres HaAdama, Peres HaEitz and Peres HaAdama, there, first of all, the Mishnah told you what these things are designed and cut for, and what happens in a situation where you make a mistake. Mashenkin Shahakol, the first thing The Mishnah told you about a charcoal, va'al kulam. The main quality of a charcoal is that it will always work. That's the first thing the Mishnah taught us. So when the Rosh said that the reason why charcoal will work misafek, whereas the brain of fashes work misafek, and we asked whether they're both general brachas, mali if it's a bracha beforehand, mali if it's a bracha afterwards, the Rosh said, I'll tell you why, it's because there's a Mishnah about a charcoal, and there's no Mishnah about brain of fashes. So we asked the question, well, okay, but in Sfarah they should work in the same way. No. Charcoal's not working in Sfarah as being a more general bracha. The reason why charcoal works is we've got a Mishnah which tells me it will always work, it will always get you out of trouble, it always helps. And there's no such Mishnah of Barena Fashos. The Takanasa Mishnah is charcoal always helps. That's the main quality of charcoal, that's the reason why I'm told about a charcoal first, and that's the reason why the Rosh says, because we've got a Mishnah that when you're misafek on a bracha Rishona, you can say a charcoal, mashaik on a bracha Achrona. There's no Mishnah which tells me a Barena Fashos has got the same quality, and the Mele, it won't help me to get out of trouble in a situation where I've got a suffix. Now, if all of this is, that's a whole new charcoal, yeah, our lives have changed forever, yeah? So now, if this is the case, in your name, about Rabbi Akiva Eger's kasha, so it works now fantastically. You see, Rabbi Akiva Eger entertained the possibility that maybe the reason why Breper 8, according to Tosfos, doesn't work on Yoin is because the wine was chaluk brachal atzmoi. It was off of the scale. It was off of the scale, and therefore no general brachal work for it. Rabbi Akiva Eger bought a raya not that way from Shitas Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan says a shahakol works for the eved on yayin. So Rabbi Akiva tries to bring a raya from that. If I see the shahakol works for the eved on yayin, it must be a bracha kolelis works on yayin, and yayin's not off the scale. So, according to Rabbi Yehuda, that's not the case. Le'olam, yayin is off the scale. When Chazal say made a bracha on yayin because it's more chashuv and it's more b'shubach, that means no general bracha will ever work for it. There's no order of priorities anymore. Nothing which is just more general is going to work for it again. What have you got a question? Rabbi Yochanan says that shahakol works for wine. That's no right. Shahakol works for everything. It doesn't work for everything because it's more general. That's the takana of shahakol. It will always get you out of trouble. It's, so to speak, a joker card. It was nitkan lechatchila ala b'dieved. So we've got no riot from the fact that shahakol works for wine to the fact that wine's off of the sliding scale. Le'olam, yayin is off the scale. And therefore, Tosfos and Magen Avraham, this is the understanding, were absolutely correct in their understanding that a braver age will not work for yayin. You've got a kasha. I see the shahakol works for yayin. Can't bring any rice to charcoal. Charcoal is a different type of bracha entirely. That's how Rabbi Aryeh Malin, in his godless, was Miyashev, the Magen Avraham, and Tosfos, who held that without fixing yourself up, a braver eight will not work with the Ebedon Yoy, even though a charcoal will. But Tosefes, with a bit of expert explanation, what is this thing that's like a joker card, it will always help you? What's the understanding of that? So as follows. This, you'll, different people, different Achroinim say different understandings. But according to one school of thought, whenever you have to make a bracha on, let's just say you have to make a bracha on a piece of fruit, you have to make a bracha on an orange. According to some achronim, the depth of what you're doing goes as follows. There are two dinim in a bracha. You saw the maskana of the Gemara, first sugin, kate mavarachin. What's the machayev in a bracha? The Gemara says it's a sfora. A person can't be neneh, moilam hazeh, blow bracha, it's asr. So the tchilas din, the first level in a bracha, a bracha Rishona, is that there's an issa on the food, the Gemara compares it to Mila, you've got to get rid of that issa. There's a basic first level din in a bracha, you've got to get rid of the issa. However, as a tolada, as a result of that, Chazal didn't just say get rid of the issa, they said get rid of the issa with a second din as well. Get rid of the issa in such a way that you're moideh a meshabech HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the specific fruit you're having. So when I make up an eighth on an orange, I'm not just freeing myself of the issa which is lying on the orange until I'm a varech. I do so in a way that's moideh to HaKadosh Baruch Hu the specifics about this orange, that it came from an eighth. Okay? That means there's an issa. And Chazal said, when you want to get out of the issa, do so in a way you also become a chiyuv to be moideh to HaKadosh Baruch Hu on the specifics. The underlying reason why charcoal works for everything is it takes away just the first din. Charcoal, which doesn't speak about any specifics of a food, it will get rid of the issa. It will get rid of the issa. When a person has a charcoal by mistake on any food, was he mekayim being moideh, being thanking Hashem on the specifics of that food? No, he wasn't. What he said was a charcoal. So that means charcoal takes care of the first din and not the second din. So now, if a person mistakenly said on an orange a shahakol, so let's analyze. He said a shahakol on an orange. So last job, did he get rid of Anissa? He got rid of Anissa. Gavaldik. Was he worried to our Hashem about the specific way the orange came from? Absolutely not. So what should he do now? Maybe he should go back and move Arach again on the orange. I've been murdered to our Kodesh Baruch on the specifics of where the orange came from. Would that be a good idea? No. Because the whole Tzakana of the Baruch is, when you've got to get yourself out of the Issa, do so in a way that refers specifically to where this food came from. But if you've got rid of the Issa, then Mimele, you pull the rug from under the carpet, there's no room for the second din. The whole understanding is, when you're coming to Kibbutz the first and you're getting rid of the Issa, do so in a way that won't have Kodesh Baruch. Well, once I've got rid of the Issa, there's no Machayev left in the Baruch. That's the deeper understanding of how the Shahakal works. That's what it means, it's a kind of submission that works al abadiyavik. It will always get you out of trouble. The reason I always get out of trouble is because it will always take care of the basic level of the Issa on the food. Huh? But you won't be worried about Kodesh Baruch Hu. That second level you don't have. This might be, this is my conjecture, the reason why there are certain foods where lechatchil you're supposed to Shahakal, yeah? That was the next thing the Mishnah talks about Shahakal. The Mishnah tells us in Daf Mem, there are certain things lechatchil you're supposed to share shahakol on, yeah? Eggs, fish. Why there is lechatchil supposed to share shahakol? Why do we try to come up with some kind of bracha which refers to the specifics of where this eggy came from or where the fish came from? So perhaps we'd contend, according to this lomdus, is because these things are not gedulim and aretz, therefore they lack chashivas. And because they lack chashivas, therefore, lechatchila, Chazal never demanded that we refer to the specifics. With those types of foods, it's good enough that you give a bracha which just gets rid of the issa to be ne'er for elam hazeh below bracha. That's why lechatchila, in those cases, you are mevarach shahakol, because all you have there is the elementary din of getting rid of the issa. They don't have the secondary din, which is noila to that normally, that you're supposed to be moila to HaKadosh Baruch Hu on the specifics. So that Bekitza is a Torah of Rav Arile Malin to Miyashev, this Tamur Ali, which Riki Vega asked on Tosef the Magen Avraham. Again, according to Tosef the Magen Avraham, it was Mavur that a broken eight will not work with the Evans of a glass of wine. Riki Vega was Matame, why on earth not? I see a Bracha Kolenis. Bracha Kolenis should work, but Haraya Shahakal works? No. Yain's a whole different thing. You've got no right from Shahakal, because Shahakal is a whole different type of Bracha. Shahakal with Nitkan is a Bracha which will get you out of trouble. It will get you out of trouble with the Eved. It will get out of trouble with terrorist suffix. And the deeper understanding why that's the case is because when there's two dinim in a bracha, stage one is get rid of the issa, stage two is do so by being moider, shahakol will work to get rid of stage one. And that we're suggesting is the reason why on certain foods, lechatchila, they're not choshim enough to merit anything other than the siluka issa, and therefore their bracha is a shahakol. Wonderful day. Yeah, try. Thank you.